Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Miss the first hour, a lot of baseball. A little Halloween stuff, pretty much it. This guy just tweeted at us. Listen to the Blitz, and neither AJ is real nor Fred Fowler asked a national columnist a positive question during their interview.
What are you talking about?
Dude, back off the weed. What positive question did you want us to ask? Is Justin Verlander the greatest pitcher ever? Ooh, fanboy.
What's positive and what's a negative question? It's a question. I think maybe Buster could give a positive or a negative response. Questions are, they tend to be not really, you know, positive or negative.
No.
That's a thing that answers can be.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Fred, how's the weather?
Sucks.
I just ask a negative question? Because if you had said it's beautiful outside and it's, you know, 78 degrees and not a cloud in the sky, would that then be a positive question? I don't think you understand how interviewing works, good sir.
Yeah, no offense. No offense. There's a lot of stuff that maybe we're not that good at.
When it comes to
interviewing, I'll stack us up with anybody. I think we know what we're doing. Been pretty good at it for a long time. And, you know, positive question. Let's see. Who's the MVP? He answered with a bunch of Astros, did he not?
Yeah.
Isn't that positive?
Yeah. Which Astro would you say is the leader for the MVP? That was such a negative question you asked, friend.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what the hell you're listening to.
Everybody's so sensitive.
Yeah.
I gotta tell
all right,
you.
So here's something else. I'm going to add this to my block list. When you tweet something that stupid to me, I'm going to leave him for now. You tweet something that stupid to me that's just so dumb that it makes no sense, I'm blocking you. I'm adding you to the block list.
What a strange
thing.
That is,
that's just driving around going, what the hell? What the hell?
All right, well.
I actually thought that went really well. I did.
You didn't ask enough positive questions.
How great would it be for the city of Houston if the Astros won? Yeah, let's ask one of the best baseball analysts in the country that question. That's positive.
What an odd deal.
Dude. Man. Why is it that people just get dumber than a barrel of hair at 5 o'clock? I don't know why. Maybe took off work early. He's been day drinking. That's, you know. And, oh, by the way, Marcus, you really make yourself look stupid when you put Buster on that tweet, too. Because he's going to look at that and go, what the hell?
Oh, that's not his Twitter handle, by the way.
Oh, is it?
No.
That's even dumber.
His is Buster, at Buster underscore ESPN.
Oh, wow.
He got that wrong, too. Congratulations. You struck out. Woo. You got all three of them wrong.
I can't understand. What's a positive question?
And by the account that he tagged is suspended.
Oh.
Fail, boy. Jeez. 713-780-ESPN's your number.
Are the cheapest tickets at Dodger Stadium for tonight's game, $320.
It's not bad.
Really good seats, too.
You think Dodger fan has given up?
I don't know. It's in the 400s, but, you know, for $300 for
that's,
a World
that's
Series.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in L.A. where everything, I mean, like, you know, going out to dinner costs $300.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good. I remember when I first went out there, it was like 85, and even the McDonald's, like you get a $2 burger here, even McDonald's, it was like $7.
Yeah.
It was just everything. 832 says, longtime Blitzer, can I have a birthday shout out, please? Love the show. Yeah, you can, but you didn't put your name on there. Uh, 713-780-ESPN. My favorite segment of the show is when you make fun of your stupid listeners. Always hilarious. That'd be fair. 95% of them are really good. And every now and then we get one, you just go, really? That makes no sense. By the way, I'm getting a lot of questions about Like, have you guys seen Stranger Things yet? Which, I'm sorry, I have not had time to do anything but football and Astros, so I'll watch it at some point. And I'm also getting a lot of questions about the Breeders' Cup and who do I like. I will get to it at some point this week, but right now, I mean, yeah, I there's only so many hours in the day, and the few that I have I'm using to sleep.
Because, yeah.
You know, we're dealing with football, I'm dealing with Sports Map, and I mean, I got up at 5:30 this morning and worked on that thing until noon, so... And I will get to some picks at some point, but it ain't going to happen until the series is over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, because I've got four stories planned if they win tonight, three of which I'm writing. So I have other priorities. I apologize. 713-780-ESPN. How do you know if you're on the block list? For Twitter, it's pretty easy. If you tweet at me, it'll tell you you're blocked.
Yeah, you won't be able to.
Oh, boy. Some of this stuff.
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, there's a...
Josh, so the other 5% are carryovers from the 1-4 show. That's not nice. But...
You can't fix everybody, Fred.
Nah, I'm not going to try.
And you can't please everybody.
I'm not even going to try. I
still want an example of a positive question. Will someone help me out with that? Like, you got anything? Can you think of one?
No.
I
kind of get, is George Springer the greatest leadoff hitter in baseball? Is that what we're supposed to ask? Is that what you want to ask one of the best analysts in baseball?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I guess maybe he wanted us to fanboy out.
That's not going to happen. I mean, honestly, I think with a guy like that, I'll give you guys a little, for those of you who want to get in the business, the first thing you want to do is go and look at things that he's written over the last couple of days, so you know kind of where his mind is.
Yeah.
And you know the things that he's kind of passionate about. And the whole pitching thing is something he's been focusing on. So you start with that, right? And then you ask good follow-ups. He'll lead you somewhere because he's good at this. But you don't go and ask fanboy questions.
It's not how it works.
No. So, hey, if you get a chance, you're not going to listen tonight because you'll be watching the game. And if you're watching the game, you should probably listen to it on SportsMap 94.1 or ESPN 97.5 so you don't have to listen to Joe Buck. Then you'll get some positive stuff. But, hey, if at some point the podcast with RJ Bell will be up, fun show today. We spent a lot of time talking about a subject that I know you would be interested in, and that I want to do at some point this week. How many guys would you trade, would you trade Deshaun Watson for quarterback right now, considering age? So, like, Drew Brees is 40, Tom Brady's 40.
Right.
The list is a hell of a lot shorter than you think.
I'd be interested in playing that game.
Yeah, because I think I came up with four for sure, and a fifth maybe.
Okay.
So, but RJ and I talked about that last night, or tonight, it feels like last night.
It's funny, it brings me back to, remember when I asked you at the beginning of the season, how would you rank the four AFC South quarterbacks? Like, if you could what order would you want them in long term? Like, if you could have one on your team for the rest of their career, what order would you put them in? And I think you went, at the time, I think you went Mariota, Watson, Luck, Bortles. Oh, changed?
I'd flip it now.
Okay.
I'd flip it now.
I'm curious to hear which guys you would not take.
Well.
Because if Mariota's off that list, would you rather have Watson or Carson Wentz?
Well, Carson Wentz is one of the guys I wouldn't.
You wouldn't trade him for Watson?
Right.
What about Russell Wilson?
I would not trade Russell Wilson. That's two of them.
What about Aaron Rodgers?
That was the tough one because you're talking about a 34-year-old coming off another injury.
Mm-hmm.
And who's next 10 years? I mean, are you going to get three, four more years out of Rodgers? So would I rather have Rodgers right now if the world ends at the end of the season? Well, maybe not this season because he may not be back. But considering age and the future, that's one that I debated long and hard and then I put him on the cut list.
Okay. What about, oh, you said no, you said you would trade him for?
No, I would not trade him. I would not trade Watson for him right now.
If you were the Packers?
No, if I'm the Texans, I would do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that was a hard one because, I mean, he's a better player, but he's also getting old and broken.
What about Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan was another one that was a toss-up for me.
Okay.
Probably, he's kind of getting into that age range now, too, yeah, where I'd rather have the younger player.
But I would say you still probably got a good 7-8 years of Matt Ryan. I mean,
probably. But I think you're going to have a good 12 or 13 of this kid.
Yeah. Well, assuming he stays healthy.
Yeah. Well, and so far, now if he starts breaking down, that's why I flip-flopped him and Mariota.
What about Derek Carr?
That was another one that was right that I went back and forth on and finally decided I'll take the younger guy.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
That's bold.
I know.
All right. Yeah. I'd like to play that game. I might have a couple more than you.
Yeah, you would, but the one guy that you would probably have that I also had that RJ was surprised by was Andrew Luck.
I would still take Andrew Luck.
I still would at this point, too, because of what he's done.
Yeah, and he's still young enough. But it's all like I wouldn't make that trade right now. I'd wait until I saw he was healthy. And if I see Andrew Luck healthy again, then I'll know more about what he is.
Right.
Right now, it's too risky to make that move. But I still think Andrew Luck has more upside than Deshaun Watson. What'd you say about Cam Newton?
I take Watson over Newton.
I think I would too.
RJ agreed with me on that one.
I think Cam Newton's attitude is it's garbage.
Well, and that was another factor, and I didn't mean to get into all that because I wanted to do it more in depth.
Yeah.
But when you factor in his attitude, the character this guy has, how hard he works, I mean, the upside that he still has, once he starts cutting down on these turnovers, man, which I think he will. Because if you remember, Aaron Rodgers early in his career, a lot of turnovers. Matt Ryan early in his career, they were winning games but turning the ball over. I think he'll cut down on these turnovers at some point. When he does?
Well, I think when he does, he's Russell Wilson.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
BQ says, stuck in HOV traffic with my girlfriend. Tell her to calm down.
By the way, is me asking you, would you trade Deshaun Watson for Cam Newton? Is that a positive question or a negative question? I don't know.
It depends. If you're a Cam Newton fan, it's a negative because I said Watson.
Okay.
Hey, we're getting some funny.
What channel is the baseball game on tonight? What TV station is it on?
Fox.
Was that a positive question or a negative question?
Negative because Joe Buck's announcing.
Yeah. Okay, so the question was negative, yes. Not the answer.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting some funny ones. Hey, Fred, don't you think that Yuli Gurriel has hair is wicked cool? There's a positive question.
That is funny. That's funny.
There's a couple more. Positive question. Girlfriend, I'm pregnant. Boyfriend, what are you going to do? Hey, Buster, don't you think the Astros are the greatest team of all time? That's a positive question from AD. Man. Yeah, somebody asked, what about Dak? Right now, I think I'd take Watson over
Dak. I like Watson more than Dak. I like his upside more than Dak's.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's Blitz25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
And we're back on the Blitz. And we got wings from Wingstop.
Yes.
I want to thank Wingstop for sponsoring the World Series games here on the station and on SportsMap 94.1. We told them we need more mango habanero, though.
Yeah. I think it's an all mango habanero. I'd be happy.
Well, the other people get to eat.
To hell with those other people.
We get first choice.
They can all eat mango habanero, too.
Well, there's some other good flavors over there that other people might like.
Everyone should have to eat what we want to eat.
Yeah, that's true. Well.
Like if someone brought us pizza.
Well, like, yeah, it should be pepperoni and or sausage or whatever we want on
right.
it. Like as much flesh as possible.
Yeah, but it.
None of that Hawaiian crap. I don't want that.
You're out on pineapple on
pizza?
Oh,
no, I don't want pineapple on pizza.
I like pineapple on pizza.
No, I mean, I like flesh.
Okay.
Maybe mushrooms, but just as much flesh as I can get on it.
Okay. But if they just said, okay, well, we're going to bring you, we're going to throw in a cheese pizza, I would say, well, that's dumb. We don't want to eat cheese pizza.
No.
And I don't care what those people out there want to eat.
That's true.
They're bringing food for us. Are those people going to talk about Wingstop on the air?
No.
Don't have the means to.
No, they'll go out and talk about it in the bullpen out there.
Yeah, that's not going to get Wingstop any business.
No, we're going to get Wingstop business.
Yeah.
Because they are the wing experts.
Yeah, if you're hungry tonight, Wingstop. Hit them up.
I love when people call us effing dumb and write in run-ons and not complete sentences and use the letter U instead of Y-O-U. Dude, next time, have your mom text for you, okay? It's another thing. A lot of things. Dumb ain't one of them.
Gabriel, if the Astros win tonight, where would you put Verlander in the greatest pitchers of all time conversation? I don't think winning or losing tonight would define that either way.
I think he makes the Hall of Fame regardless.
I think so, too. I mean, he's a league MVP. He's a Cy Young.
Yeah.
But is he ever going to be Roger Clemens?
No.
Probably
not. It's another notch on his belt.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly helps the resume. 409 says, you guys kill me before the draft. You wouldn't even take Watson number one.
I wouldn't have. I've admitted that.
I said all along that he was the best quarterback in the draft, and I would take him. And that's a fact. So you can say that about AJ all you want, but I'm not letting you guys revise history now. I've been on this guy from the beginning.
Yeah, I said I wouldn't have taken any of those quarterbacks in the first round. I've admitted that. But what am I supposed to do when the guy proves me wrong, just keep denying it? I still don't think Watson's that good. Is that what you want to hear?
Of course not.
I didn't like any of these quarterbacks as franchise quarterbacks, especially this year. I didn't think any of them would be a franchise quarterback, and it looks like Deshaun Watson's proven me wrong. I got no problem saying that. Because, the thing about this game, this job that we do, we're right as much as we're wrong. Fred and I aren't some sort of soothsayer geniuses. We don't see the future. But for every time I say Xavier Suofilo was a horrible pick, they should have taken Derek Carr, and I was right, I can say I wouldn't have drafted Deshaun Watson in the first round, and I'm wrong. And I can live with that. It's okay. There's worse things than being wrong sometimes. And when it's your job to put your opinion out there, everybody's going to come, oh, remember when you said this? Yeah, I remember it. I was wrong. Like like any sports opinion you've ever had was wrong. It wasn't wrong. You're like the guy saying, oh, the Texans drafted J.J. Watt. Who the hell is that guy? I'm sure none of you, all of you assumed he was going to be a three-time defensive player of the year when they drafted him. You guys all had it nailed.
And I also said I would take Teddy Bridgewater over Derek Carr.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know if that ever would have made a difference because his leg snapped. And I did think he was about to, I thought he was about to have his best season when that happened. But yeah, I was wrong about that one. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Which says Watson will allow the city to let go of Watt eventually. Yeah, and that's something I kind of wrote about a couple weeks ago on the website, is that I think he's already the face of the franchise now.
Yep.
And, you know. But that's another thing, is your guys' definition of calling someone out is not really accurate. Well, I'm going to call you out. No, you're kind of being a dickweed. is what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
That's not a positive outlook, Fred.
No, no. See, this you know what? I'm blocking Marcus because he put the show on this course. He brought out the negative. On a day when your damn team is playing for the World Series, a chance to win for the first time ever, you guys are all being little bitches. And that guy started it. I don't know why you're in such a bad mood. You'll be in a bad mood tomorrow if they lose. That's fine. Be in a bad mood. And if you're up all night and hungover tomorrow, you'll probably be in a bad mood. That's okay, too, if they win. We'll take hangover complaints.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think, did school get out early today? Because that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting a lot of that. You had a bad day on your damn, God, recess sucked for you today. I'm sorry.
Someone pushed you down on the playground?
Yeah, that's what happened. Cheer the hell up. We're only asking Jerome positive questions when he comes on.
I don't know what a positive question is.
I don't either. I'm positively sure these wings are good.
Yeah.
And Carol, the team at Wingstop on Westheimer, Weimer just sent us a lot of wings. Garlic Parmesan, Original Hot, Hawaiian Tenders, and Lemon Pepper. And, of course, our favorite, Mango Habanero.
That's the best.
We just love it when Brenda brings us wings from Wingstop. She's over there claiming a bunch now. Get your Wingstop wings ordered for the big game tonight. Better order plenty. It may be another late night. 75 Houston area Wingstops. There's one near you. 11 great flavors. Try the boneless wings and the delicious tenders in your favorite flavors. And don't forget the sides. Order yours now at wingstop.com. It's Astros party time.
On your knees, dog.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Joining us now, Houston Chronicle columnist, TV star, at Jerome Solomon on Twitter. Jerome Solomon, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, fellas? How's it going? Ready for the big night?
The big night? What's happening?
Yeah, there's a couple of college football games tonight, right?
Yes.
Actually, didn't it used to be, you know, crazy Tuesday college football games back in the good old days?
No, I think there are actually two games tonight. I could be
Mountain West.
And I only know that because I was going through, I was looking at the lines on pregame, and I saw
those
on there.
I was about to say, you only know that because you're a degenerate.
No, I was trying to scroll down to see what the Astros number was, and it's like, there's college football tonight? Wow.
And both of you disappointed me last week.
How so?
We disappointed you how?
You're scrolling down to get the Astros line today. I was trying to get some inside gambling information for my huge radio hit on Brent Musburger's network the other day, and neither one of you were able to help me because y'all don't bet on baseball. Y'all don't care for that.
Sorry.
Everything I said was money, though.
I'm sure it was.
And those guys, no, it was pure luck. I'm not lying, but it was. I was dead on. So if their listeners paid any attention to me, they made some money.
Well, Brent probably slept through it anyway, knowing him. So, all right, Rome. No, hey, so I'm going to ask you a positive question because that's kind of theme of the day.
Cool.
How much did the Astros win by tonight?
Cool, man. I can tell you this.
If you say less than 100, that's going to be considered negative.
Yeah, never felt as confident about a Houston team winning a championship as I am about these guys. And the Rockets in game 4 of the Orlando sweep.
That felt good.
Yeah, that one you had to feel pretty good about.
Yeah, by then I was pretty good. But, I mean, I'm not stupid enough to erase what the Dodgers have done. I mean, I told you from the start, I thought the Astros were a better team. I thought they could handle them. I thought they would beat them, and I still think so. But let's not act like these Dodgers have been just rolling over and playing dead either. I mean, these guys keep coming back, and they don't seem like they're afraid, and they don't seem like they lack confidence. Their bullpen hasn't done – if their bullpen has done what it's capable of doing, not even just what it's done, what it's actually capable of doing – this series might be over. So I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. I expect the Astros to win, though.
Well, we've talked about this a little bit. It's a home team coming in with it down 3-2 is like 8 out of the last 11 World Series, and I kind of think you better get it done tonight because I think a Game 7, it all swings back to Los Angeles if that winds up being the case.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, I mean, they'll both be just throwing their junk out there and what's left. And I've said over and over, I don't think this Astros team really has any kind of mental issues at all. And they do not lack confidence. But however high their confidence would remain for a game seven, it can't be as high as it should be, because you just rolled out Verlander in game six and didn't win. However they lost it, they're going to take some kind of a hit mentally going into tomorrow night. So, yeah, tonight is the night to get it done.
Jerome Solomon, our guest. We were talking a little bit earlier about the Texans and Deshaun Watson and his emergence, and how the national media taking notice now. Is this guy arrived?
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's one thing for us to believe it or for us to project and start putting it on him, but it's the guy delivers more than you imagine. Even when you go, okay, I know he's good. You're not even arguing whether or not he's good or how good he can be. And then he goes out and you're like, I didn't think he's that good though. and he keeps doing it, and he looks confident and cool doing it. And I've been saying it now from after he first started playing, by the time they got to New England, I said, stop with the rookie mistake stuff. These are not rookie mistakes. These are just mistakes. These are just plays that he didn't make. It's not because he's a rookie. I mean, he threw a bad pass to DeAndre Hopkins, and he stared at him too, but he threw a bad pass. Tom Brady does that. They all do that. Aaron Rodgers does that. This guy makes too many good plays for us to act like his bad plays are rookie mistakes. They're just a good player not making the best play, and he doesn't do that often. I mean, this guy is ridiculously good.
What's the ceiling for Deshaun, in your opinion? Like, give me another player in the league who you say, if Deshaun Watson continues to develop, he'll be this guy.
I mean, it's crazy because there isn't a guy. I mean, he'll never have that, you know, bullet arm, whatever you want to call it, that Aaron Rodgers has. But he has all that other stuff. And he's Russell Wilson, but bigger. And I want to say more talented, but I think Russell Wilson is extremely talented. He's just Russell Wilson, and he's bigger. He's as smart as Tom Brady. He has all of the things that you need to have. And he entered at a good place at a good time, good team. I Saturday on Mike and Mike this morning, and it's obviously he hadn't been paying attention. He's like, oh, and he's with a great defense, and Mike Vrabel's doing a great job with that. And no, he's not.
No.
You put this same Deshaun Watson on last year's Texans, it would be even different, because he'd be the player he was, but, you know, he'd still have Will Fuller dropping balls. Well, you know, all the jokes we wrote about, you know, Will Fuller dropping balls, we don't get to use him anymore because the guy's not dropping that many. He's making serious catches, and yeah, Watson is making him better, but Fuller's making Watson better, and DeAndre is making Watson better. Watson and those guys are making the offensive line better. I don't know if we can put a ceiling on it now, because so 3 years from now, if we're not talking about him being one of the best five quarterbacks in the league, then he will have had to take a major step back. I mean, and I'm giving it 3 years, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're having that conversation at the end of this year or early next year.
Yeah, watching that game, it looked like, to me, he's almost a mirror image of Russell Wilson. They both clearly throw a really great deep ball. They're both athletic, but not looking to run first. And you mentioned Deshaun Watson's bigger. He is bigger. I don't know that he's more physical. I think Russell Wilson may be a little more physical than him, just because he's a little thicker.
Yeah.
That Watson could also grow into that. But I think that's a great comparison, because watching them last night, or watching them on Sunday, I was like, these guys are about the same. And really, the only difference was a couple turnovers. And you know, Russell Wilson had some turnovers early in his career. And I think once Watson gets that figured out, once he's, you know, he stops making some of those rookie throws, which he's a rookie, so it's understandable. Once he gets that out of there, I think Russell Wilson's a fine comparison.
Yeah, Watson's issue is he thinks every play is supposed to be successful. Yeah. And that's his problem. He won't give up on a play, and that's a great thing for him to have, and it also comes back to bite him every now and then. I think it's a good thing that he's not as physical as the phrase you use as Russell Wilson. Because when guys are big, they think they can run over NFL players or run into them anyway without it happening. He realizes he's not some kind of physical specimen that he can take all of these hits. So he dodges them, he ducks them, he slides. He's not like RG3, who was the track guy and figured he could outrun everybody and didn't know how to slow down once he got going to top speed. This guy glides around and moves around the pocket like Aaron Rodgers and sidesteps a little bit like Tom Brady and has eyes all around his head like Russell Wilson. It is fun and fun to watch.
Not so fun as Bob McNair's comments. How much of a distraction was that for the team, do you think? And obviously, Dwayne Brown came out and pretty strong against him, and now he's gone. What did you think of that trade also?
I'll start with the trade. I think it was a great deal for Rick Smith to move a guy and get as much as he got back for him. I was surprised he was able to pull that off. So that's a solid thing. Not that I would have made the trade, mind you. Not if you got to go back and get Kendall Lamb again, which is what they just did.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have to sign Kendall Lamb, that means your trade was a bad one. whatever it is you did, if you have to go add Kendall Lamb to your team, you didn't do a good thing. But, you know, it was a matter of trying to make a separation, and they decided the separation was going to come. Bob McNair's comments didn't surprise me. Wasn't anything, you know, that threw me off in terms of like, wow, I can't believe somebody would say that or somebody would think that. And no, it's not a, you know, figure of speech. He didn't butcher a figure of speech. He said what he wanted to say. And, you know, that's the way he thinks and that's the way he feels. And that's just the way it is. I understand the players for being a little upset about it. And I think they made their point. I don't think it was a distraction at all. I mean, these guys went out there and played. I tried to tell people, watch what they do. And I dog Bill O'Brien more than anybody, but this guy can coach a football team through distractions. He does it. He's Belichickian in that way. He can do that. That's his one thing he can do, period. And he did it again this weekend. He deserves full credit for getting those guys ready to go. And you got to remember, too, and I haven't seen anybody really talk about this, it ain't like Bill O'Brien is crazy about Bob McNair either. So it wasn't that hard for him to go, it's us against them kind of thing with the players and calm them down. If you'd had a coach who was staunchly on the owner's side, it may have been a bigger problem because the guys would have been like, I don't even want to play for you either. You know what I mean? And that's not the case. So I think it's over, and I think they'll all move on from it for now.
All right. That's Jerome Solomon, Chronicle columnist, TV star, a little bit of everything. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game tonight and probably the game tomorrow night.
Heard the show real quick. What is everybody going to do? I mean, Richmond was a spot 23 years ago when the Rockets won. Where are the Millennials going to go and hit the streets when the Astros win tonight?
I would guess Midtown, right?
Yeah, Midtown's kind of Millennial Central. So
that's going to be a mess.
I hope it's Richmond, though. I hope it's. I hope they're all still at Sam's Boat and stuff like that.
People in their 40s are just going to go to Richmond not knowing that ain't nothing over there anymore.
Yeah, they'll still go party. They'll get down.
I'm pretty sure that stretch on St. Emmanuel in Edo will be pretty busy, too, around Lucky's and Little Woodrow's.
Yeah, in fact, my Texas Sports Nation promo truck will be over at a spot over there that you hang out at tonight, too. So it should be fun. Should be fun all over the city. I mean, the Astros have captured everybody's fascination, and it's long, long, long overdue.
Well, we'll see if it happens. Still a long way
to
go.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, bud. See you.
All right, guys. I got to tell you, November is Movember. November is the month we raise awareness for general male wellness issues such as prostate cancer and testicular cancer. November is the perfect time to get your general wellness check at Man Centers. If you've noticed any problems, like maybe it's taking a little longer to get started peeing, or your stream's weaker than normal, you're not emptying completely, or you're getting up at night multiple times to use the restroom, you're dribbling afterwards, the doctors at Man Centers can identify what's going on with you and the right treatment for you. The medical staff at Man Centers are experts in male urology. Women have OBGYNs, men have Man Centers. Man Centers has extended their offer through November. Free full male wellness checkup to all new patients. That's over $150 value. There's no excuses now. Set up your free male wellness checkup now at any of their three locations in Houston, Iton, and Campbell, Pearland right off Highway 288, and in Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today.
And we're back. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville, December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida's first coast of golf, visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. It's Hidden Hills, so I should whisper it, right?
Hidden Hills.
Because it's not out in the open. I should go golf voice. That's what I should do.
Is Hidden Valley between the Hidden Hills?
Hmm.
That's where ranch dressing's made.
Hidden Valley? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You didn't know that?
No.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
You can play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club and visit Hidden Valley.
You like ranch dressing?
No.
I'm against ranch dressing completely.
Ranch dressing.
You like that,
John? A tradition like no other.
Yeah, I like ranch and blue cheese.
What do you what do you use with ranch? Like, what do you use it on?
I dip my wings sometimes.
Anything else?
See, I don't get the whole ranch or blue cheese on wings thing.
Fries maybe sometimes.
Gross.
Oh, that is gross.
No, what about, I like fries.
What about pizza?
No, not really.
I hate it when people put ranch on pizza.
I don't understand why people put ranch on wings. That's just,
it doesn't make sense to me. Wings have sauce on them,
right? That's what they're
like. That's the sauce.
Yeah. All right. So here's what we're gonna do. I get why some of you guys you're stuck in traffic for like 2 hours, and the weather sucks, but it's a game series World Six tonight. Might have a championship. Any more negativity, just keep it to yourself. I'm not even going to address it. How's that? But I am going to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Florida, where if you get caught with a dead body in your room, there's plenty of ways to try to explain it. I found her there. That's usually what they do on Law and Order. Oh, no, she was dead when I got there. This is creative. I don't think it's going to work, but it's creative. A Florida man was arrested after he claimed a body that was found in his room was a life-size blow-up doll made with human flesh and not a dead woman. Mm-hmm. 32-year-old Jerome Wright was charged with abusing a dead human body after Miami-Dade police said they found a decomposing corpse with its stomach gutted in his closet. They arrived at his mother's home after she called the police to notify them of a foul odor coming from her son's bedroom.
His mom called the cops?
Yeah.
How old is this guy?
32.
Well, that's what you get for living at mom's house when you're 32.
32 years old, living with mom and murdering people. She has the right to call the police.
Yep. Can't keep a dead body in your room.
Just a smell. Just a smell. Police said they found a badly mutilated body covered in sheets in the closet. You know what? Not to digress, but a human body that's been dead for a while has a very distinctive smell.
How do you know?
Because
you've been around them.
There was a couple times people died in apartments near where I lived, and the second time I knew exactly what it was because the first time it had that smell. It's really anybody who's been around you know what that smell is. Well, the second time it was a guy right next door. And I hadn't seen him in a while, so I called the office first, and they sent somebody up there to check, and as soon as they opened the door, they called. All right, so apparently the mother told police that her son's girlfriend often stayed with her son. When questioned by police, he said he had not seen his girlfriend in 5 months. Police took a closer look at the woman's body and found a large laceration across her stomach and found that several of her organs were missing. Police said they found the organs outside in a garbage can next to the home. He denied killing the woman and insisted the body was not real. He said he insisted that anything found in his room was, quote, from the internet.
So he ordered that dead body?
Yeah, he ordered the...
Oh, the sex toy.
The sex toy.
Sex doll.
Made with human flesh.
Yeah.
Which actually isn't... That's weird, okay? Like, a sex robot, not weird, but a sex doll covered in human flesh would be weird.
Yeah, I'm against that, too.
Yeah. I wonder if you, because it'd have to be from somebody dead, right?
I would guess.
Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panock Jeweler gym of the day.
Hmm. 713-780-ESPN.
Did you see what RJ Bell tweeted out a little while ago?
Tune in tonight at 8 for the
no
pregame line with Fred Fowler and RJ Bell?
No.
Oh, okay.
Confirmed rumor, a Vegas bettor is 5-0 betting the World Series. He's let it all ride every game. He's now up to $8 million.
Wow.
And he's bet all $8 million on the Dodgers tonight.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Well, he's got to be wrong at some point. Might as well be tonight.
I mean, if I had $8 million, I'd be like, you know what, I'm good. I'm sure it's at several different books, but once you take $4 million from a book, they tend to want to take your next bet.
Yeah. I would keep a couple million at least back. Figure if I started with a million, I might keep four and then bet four. But let's just hope he's wrong, unless he's fixing the games. Get to those umpires.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
We don't want that. Mm. But that's negative thinking anyway, Fred.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. No more negativity the
sick
rest
of your
the show.
Negativity. You know what's not negative? Window World. I am a big fan, a positive fan of Window World of Houston because they provide premium quality replacement windows, positive, at a great price, positive. Their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, positive. And they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, also positive. Window World's become the country's number one window company, positive, by offering a lifetime warranty, positive, a higher quality product. Fred, what do you think that is? Positive. And a low price that starts at just $189. Positive. The first step to reducing your energy bills, call Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate with absolutely no hassles or no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. I'm positive. Call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.